Good evening, Abosai. Good evening, good evening. Hope you're all well. I would like to first of all share with you there is a new innovation with Dirshu that we all know about, the tests that are completely, of course, voluntary, but they are paid. So the tests have they've been piloted recently in South Africa to be translated in English language, and it worked very well, very, very successful. Another attempt of Dirshu to conquer the world successfully. So the tests have been accepted by Slavos. So it's exactly the same tests, exactly the same questions than the Hebrew ones, but they've just been translated in very straight, very good English, very very precise and accurate English. And they've been translated for the first month in the United Kingdom. They've now been brought over here. So the tests are now available starting from this very month now, where the test was actually meant to be on Friday. They're now been they've now been imported to the UK. So the tests are now available in English, which is actually very interesting, because the way the tests work nowadays are that, as many of you know, there's just an answer sheet which you have to tick. It's multiple choice, and you just tick. There's a separate sheet which has in which you're going to put the answers in, and the same sheet is being used. Because it's really the same question just being translated. So you actually use the same sheet. So I've been asked to encourage our Choshve Balabatim to participate in this new launch. So the tests are available. Now, the truth is that because of Tisha B'Av and the delay, etc., so really the test was meant to be taking place on Friday, postponed to Sunday, and actually today, so Sunday obviously there was no share and there was no... it was Tisha B'Av, was actually, so the truth is that actually they were meant to be in already, I mean, they were meant to be back already, but we can extend it for an additional name. Now, however, I've unfortunately forgotten that the actual sheet, I've actually forgotten it at home. So that makes things a little bit more complex, but it's not an absolute ikuv, because I think that probably the best way is I've got it as an email. I can probably email it to you, whoever's interested. I'm more than happy to forward it to you, if whoever's interested in that participate. But I must ask that whoever wants to take the test should maybe try to do so tomorrow, or maybe tomorrow, if I have it back in tomorrow evening, that's probably okay. Maybe b'dievet, maybe the night after. But I don't think after that is going to be, I think it's going to be a problem if it's after that. So if anybody interested, can I please ask to just give me if you give me the email address, I'll just email it to you. It's probably the easiest. Is that okay? Does that work for everybody? Yeah, so if someone's interested to have the test in English, just have a look at it. It's fine, no obligation. Don't have to pay for them. So if you just see them, that's also perfectly fine. I don't count how many I get back and whose I get back. I don't look at them. So if you are interested, then please maybe just can I text me your email address. If somebody's got my, it's probably the easiest. I think that's probably the easiest. Just text me and request the test, and I'll do the rest then. Does that make sense? I apologize for this. I just forgot it at home. Okay, with regards to, does that make sense for everybody? Is that okay? Yeah? If you want to just give it, if you just want to have a look at the questions, you know, you're more than welcome. I think generally the way they do the questions, there's always a certain amount, they're done by a great Talmid Chacham, actually, you know, the person who writes the test is an outstanding Talmid Chacham. And there is a certain question that he does, a certain percentage of questions. They're done with a lot of cheshbon. There's a lot of thought into the questions. They do always a certain amount of questions which are particularly easy, really, really easy questions. Then a certain percentage of questions which are medium, and then it's some questions which are quite challenging. And there's a certain percentage, and there's a system to it. It's a Ramesh, a rigid system, how they actually write the questions. The multiple choice doesn't make it particularly easy. I think they're not much easier. They're not easier since they're multiple choice. Doesn't make it easier because the answers are quite subtle and quite close. But it's a very great. It's a way to chazen, a way to try to remember the questions. There's also a certain amount of questions. It's generally just Mishnah Berurah. They do, however, include some rare occasions. I think there's per test. I've forgotten now the figure. There's a certain amount of Ha'oras and Biurim of the Dirshu sides that they include. It's not just pure Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah. They occasionally also include, every test, there's some amount of questions which are on the Biurim or Safim on the side. So I think that in the past, the way it worked out, it was often the ones which we actually I'm not committing, but it's very often the ones we actually discuss in Shir. But there are some questions included. Yeah. So that's with regards to generally the test. Okay, but I think many of you know a great deal about the test. Okay. Tonight I'd like to cover in Siman Lamed Beis, Sif Yud Ches. I would like to cover the entire Sif, which is not very short. I'd like to cover it in Mitzvah Hashem. It's very, very nagiah for Sofrim, a little bit less so for us, but we're going to learn a lot about the letters and a lot more in greater detail about the concept of Chag Toiches. Sif Yud Ches, once completed, is going to lead us to Sif Yud Tes. Sif Yud Tes is a general, very important concept with regards to writing Sefer Torah, Mezuzahs, and Tefillin. And there's going to be additional lochas with regards to Chaseres and Yeseres, and missing letters and missing points. That is all going to be covered in Mitzvah in the continuation. Yeah, okay, so let us see what Sefer Ches teaches us. We spoke about Chag Toiches. Do we remember what the concept of Chag Toiches is? Chag Toiches is a psul. And what is the psul of Chag Toiches? Yeah, do you remember? What is it? That's right. Very good. Absolutely correct. You're meant to write the letters. And you're not meant to have just ink and scratch out the spare ink in order to form a letter. That is a psul of Chag Toiches. And that is it's possible, whether it's a Sefer Torah, Mezuzah, or Tefillin. Chag Toiches is possible because the pasuk says you need to write. And this is not called written, this is called scratching out. We discussed already a couple of points in Chag Toiches. Sif Yud Ches is going to teach us additional halachas. Mem Psucha, says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Ches. A Mem Psucha. Now, this actually means, literally means an open mem, which means a regular mem as opposed to an ender mem. With regards to, it's the mem in the middle of a word as opposed to a mem at a end of word. Now, this is actually, we need to understand before we start the Sif, we need to be aware that there is, in Loshna HaKodesh, there's a mem and there's an ender mem. And they're actually considered two different letters. Just because they sound the same and it's the same letter, it's not the same letter. There are two different letters. Consequently, the first stage for us to understand that if for some reason you mix them up, so in mid-letter you're going to write an ender mem, or vice versa, at the end of a letter, instead of writing an ender mem, you have a regular mem, that would actually be a psul. Not just with regards to the mem, but the same with all the mems, nun, tzadik, and fei, and chof, all those letters which have an ender, they are all the same halacha will apply. That if you are considered different letters, the ender chof and the chof are considered two different letters. And if you confuse them, if they're written incorrectly, it will actually be a psul. They are two different letters. So now, see if it has teaches us the following: mem psucha shenitbak psichosa venistema. Okay, by mem we all know how mem looks. And it probably makes sense to look, just for us to be clear. I thought about it. The easiest way is probably to look, if you see on the top of the page, where it says Hilchas Tefillin, Siman Lamed Beis, just if you don't mind looking at the mem over here in the word Siman. I think that may be helpful. So this is a mem in middle of a letter. You've got a mem. What happened was that as he wrote the mem, you can see there's a very short distance between the Siman, you've got the mem there, and you can see there's a very... I don't know how to describe, maybe you can help me. There is the corner left. You've got one part, and then you've got the bottom part. Imagine by writing the mem, they're actually joining. By writing the mem, they're joining. That little corner left of the mem is joining. So what does it look like then? If they're all joined by the ink, what is it going to look like then? Enderman. Exactly, it's going to look very much like an ender mem. It's not very different than an ender mem. Can you see that, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah, if the mem merges, the bottom left is... Okay, can you see that? Yeah, it's going to look like an ender mem. So what happened was, that's exactly what happened to this sofer. He wrote the mem, and then he put a bit too much ink in, and then it became an ender mem. So mem psucho, shenitbak psichoso, the opening joined together, venistimon, it closed up. Now, the obvious attempt would be to do what? What would we do? Of course, you scratch off that corner left. So he says, "Ein moy ligur adovik lefascha." He tells you can't do that. You can't just scratch open the bottom left and open it up. Why not? Because you are making a chak toiches over here. Again, this was a letter, and you're making a different letter out of this. This is chak toiches. You can't do that. Now, correct. It's not, that's right. It is a bit, you're right. You're right. But Lemaisa, that's right. But Lemaisa, you're still making a, this was not a kosher mem. And now you're making it, by scratching it off, you're actually creating the mem. And that would actually be considered a psalu chak toiches. We're going to see soon what the eight says. That might help. So, yeah. Correct. Correct. But it's going to be helpful for the next part. Umata kanosa. What are you meant to do? So, for the next part, we need to understand a very beautiful point. We need to realize, actually, this is actually a very nice way of, if you look at the mem, with a bit of imagination, if you think about just the mem, what two letters is it made out of? With a bit of imagination. Vav, good. This is a Vav. Good. Okay. You can see this actually, this font over here, this is not Mamash Ashuris, but you can see this is a Vav. And then you've got a Vav over here. Can you see the Vav? Attached. It's really two letters. You've got the Chof and the Vav. The Nun and, it's a Nun. No, Chof, it's meant to be a Nun. This is not so clear over here, but it's meant to be a Nun and a Vav. Can you see that? A Nun and a Vav. Well, yeah, to some extent, but it's actually meant to be, I'm going to see something the Shulchan Aruch says. Says the Shulchan Aruch as follows. Ma takanos, so what are you meant to do? Now, so far, some bit of ink joined and merged, now became now like an, this, of it got joined together. What am I meant to do? So it says the following. Ma takanos, so what's the takana? Sheyigro, you should scratch off, galachar toim, take off the entire, what we would call the Vav, that left part, take that off. And then the nisha, all you have got that left is a nun, a mid-sentence nun, nun kfufa. So if you take away the vav, you've got a nun remaining. And after it's right, what you have, what you've scratched off. So he says, well, if I've got this merging over here, I can't just scratch off this. Because what I've done by just scratching this open, I've gone chak toiches. However, the mem, which comprises out of a nun and a vav, if I take off the entire vav, with that piece that I've done too much, that ink, that spare ink I've done to close off the mem, if I take that off together with the vav, now I'm as if I'm in the middle of writing my letter. And now I can just write the vav again. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Mata kanosa, that I could do. So mata kanosa, shigro kalachar toim, I take off the entire left part. Vatishoy ketzuras nun kfufa. All I've got left is the nun. Vachach yichtoim ashegor. And after that, I should write rewrite the vav and do it correctly so. And then I'll be okay. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Vereish shalsa kamin dalet. And if I've done the same with the resh, then by mistake I've added the roof, as it were, I've done a bit too much onto the right-hand side, I've now made the dal out of it. Yesh lehachmeh, we have to be machmeh, v'loy manzit, v'loy sag shigro ha-yerech levad, or ha-gag levad. V'yach zavich tevenu kemin resh. The attempt would have been, imagine if God resh, and instead of just having the resh, you've gone too far out, and now it looks like a dalet. So what would be that normal attempt to do? What would you normally do? That's right. I would just take off the spare part of the dalet on the right-hand side. That you can't do. Because there again, you're going to have a problem of chak toiches. I'm making a non-resh into a resh. I'm making chak toiches. That's a problem. I can't do that. V'resh also came in dalet. Yesh lehachmi v'loima. Don't do that. Don't just... erase, don't just scratch off the top part or the leg as it were going down. Then look in your resh. Because both the top and the side they were done in psul. It wasn't a right shape of a letter. You can't just scratch it off. You're gonna make chak toiches. Hilkach, therefore you need to scratch off the entire letter and then write them again. So we're learning now over here that since you've done over here a letter in the wrong shape, the letter is wrong. You can't just take off the spare part which you did, which you've done too much. That you can't do that because the whole dalet is the whole yesh is incorrect. You have to take off the whole letter and then you'll be able to rewrite it. But the point that is added over here, an interesting point, is that even the bottom part, which is this, the equivalent of this over here, that also needs to be taken off. Don't say that this is a letter, part of a letter of its own, individual letter. It's not true. You'll need to take this off and that off and then write it again. Yeah. Say that again. So he says, don't say that. Don't say that it's mamash considered two letters. He said you'll need to take even the bottom part off. It sounds like it's one letter, a shape on its own. And you won't be able to separate it into a vav plus. The whole letter is a tzur on its own. Correct.
This is Lafuki, the end of men.
Correct. 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 Continues the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, Vimnit, a different scenario altogether. What happens if, Rabbi Sai, you're in the middle of writing, and that's very common by the Soifrim. They wrote beautifully their Sefer Torah, their Megillah, or their Tefillin. And they wrote, and as they're writing, the ink from one letter spilled over to the next letter. Now, what would you say? Am I allowed to scratch off the ink which merges both letters, which joins two letters? It's different than what we've been spoken about until now. Because until now we've spoken about one letter getting out of shape. Now we're talking about a different shaila. Now we're talking about a bit of ink made that two letters merged. Two different letters merging now. Is that a problem to scratch off the ink? Yeah.
Do you mean after you wrote the letters?
Good. What you're pointing out is mamash to be halacha's discussion. Yes, let's say... After.
We seem to learn before that one part of it was that if it was already okay at the beginning, then it could be that later on.
Very good. Your mamash talking to Bialocha. Your mamash beautiful what you're saying. It's mamash what Bialocha discusses. In the name of Rabbi Kivega. Yes, so the embassy is, we have to realize there is not, where would you want to say? Good, Mukafil. Let us see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Em nit beka ois la ois. If two letters join, bein koidam shetigomer, whether it's before, bein le'achas shenigmara, whether it's before you wrote, before you completed or after you completed, posul it's posul. He said this, the fact that the letters are joining, that really is absurd. Point number one, just straightforward. The fact that two letters are joining, the ink is joining the letters, that itself, you can't leave it like that, for sure that's absurd. Vim gorar vifrido, but if you want to take off the ink and separate the letters by scratching off the ink, im gorar vifrido, if you scratched off and you separated the letters, kosher, that is kosher. Veloy miki chaktoiches, and that is not considered chaktoiches. Why? Me'acha, since she'ois atzmo, the letter itself, ho'isok suva, was written, ketikona, was written correctly. So he's telling us there is no psul of chaktoiches when it comes to two different letters. Chaktoich is only a psul with regards to one letter. But when it comes to two letters that joined by having spare ink that spilled over, and I've got two letters joining now, there is no problem with chaktoiches. You can just scratch off, and then it's not going to be a problem with chaktoiches, and that is kosher. So that's what Shulchan Aruch paskens. Veim nogu, and if they touched, im noglu ragle ahei ve'akuf begag, if the hay and the kuf, now, an additional shaila, now it moves on to an additional shaila, which is the hay and the kuf. Think about the hay and the kuf. The hay, this part over here, when I'm pointing to, the bottom left, and you've got a similar shaila with regards to kuf, which is same than the hay, but just goes down further, right? Do you know what I mean? Yeah, that, how should we call it? Yeah, that's right. You've got that thing. Okay, so now, but if you've got the hay and the kuf, and you've got that left bottom part, which is going too high up, it's reaching the roof, it's reaching the ceiling. Ha-hay v'akuf begag, if the bottom left part of the hay or the kuf, I've done them too high, and they reach all the way to the top part, the gag, I can just scratch off that bottom left part. I don't have to scratch off the entire letter. Because the top part of the letter is written correctly. Right. So let's just get that clear, just to recap briefly. We've got this letter over here. Can you see the hay that I'm pointing to? Imagine the hay is going too high up. I've done that part. The sofer wrote this part of here all the way reaching the top part. Similarly, the kuf as well. The kuf, you've got this part over here going down, but as well as going down, it's going up and reaching the dalet, as it were. Yeah, so what happens then? Shulchan Aruch says, of course, I have to scratch it off, but you don't need to scratch off the entire, this part over here, the dalet, as it were. You don't have to scratch this off. You don't need to. Because that is written like a correct dalet, now it's fine. So therefore, all I need to do is I need to take off this part over here, which is the bottom left. Be it the kuf, or be it by the hay. All I need to scratch off is this part over here, and the rest is kedinichtav, is correct, is not a problem of chaktoiches. Continues with chonoch, v'im noga regel ha'alef, begag ha'alef, oi pnei ha'alef bepnim, begag shtachtei ha'posul, v'en takona begrego la'afrido, da'ave kechaktoiches. Says the Shulchan Aruch with regards to the Aleph, but same we'll see soon applies also with regards to the Shin and the Tzadik and the Ayin. What will happen if you've got an Aleph? Can somebody show me a big Aleph? Okay, here, this is not such a brilliant one, but we'll do for now. Somebody has a better Aleph than that. What is an Aleph made out of, Rabbi Yisai? It's very small. It's not going to help us. Very good. Very, very good. That's right. Oh, yeah, that's going to help us. Can you manage to lift it up? You've got an aleph. If you look at the aleph, it's made out of vav and two yuds. One yud is facing, the yud on the right is the normal shape, and the one on the bottom left is upside down. It's a yud which is upside down. Now, how the amen touch the vav only one place, in the thin place. Be it the top one, is men attach the thin place to the vav. Be it the upside down one, the bottom left one, is only men attach the aleph in the thin part. Upside down, men attach the vav in one thin part. So far, so good. But what happens if the thick part touches the vav? Not just the little part, but you've got much more. Can you show what I mean? I don't think am I talking sense? Does it make sense what I'm saying?
The thin part of the yud.
Yeah, the thin part of the yud. Not just the thin part of the yud. Good, yeah. Right, if it's going something like that, it's good. That's very good. Thank you so much. Right? It's not just the thin part touching, but a thick part is touching too. What's the halacha then? Can you just show it around, maybe? So he says that the Shulchan Aruch says, let's just see the words of Shulchan Aruch again. Im noga, if regel or aleph touched the aleph, begaga aleph, the fact that it's thicker, that makes it possible. That's point number one. And what shall I do then? There is no solution. I can't just scratch off that additional part. That's not a takon, it's not a solution. Because that still is a problem. Elo only yikro kol ma shenase be pisul v'yachse v'chtevenom. Which according to many poskins, machloekes of here, according to the simple understanding of Mogen Avraham, but according to the simple understanding, it probably means you need to take off the entire part, the yud. You have to take off the entire yud, not just the merging part, but the entire yud part of the aleph. Does that make sense? The yud part of the aleph you need to take off, and write that part again, and attach it again to the vav part of the aleph, and then it's going to be kosher. V'chein adin b'yudei ha-shin, the same will apply with the yud part of the shin, the tzaddik, the yud part of the tzaddik, the ayin, same, v'apei im nogu beguf ha-ois, if they touch the main bulk of the letter, yoisei more, mimokim divuk, or more than what a man touch, that is a psul. So that's something to look out for. Rabbi said, when you have an aliyah, you should look out for the letters. One challenge is a very important point. You should look out for the part that is aleph, the shin, the ayin, the pei. The way they touch, that's how it is defined, a nice sofer. The way they touch the main part of the letter, that has to be only thin. That has to be very thin. If that's bulky and it's thicker, that makes the letter into a normalized letter. And that's what Sofer will have to be careful on. And that's why he potentially has to scratch off the entire yud, or potentially even the entire letter. Just to recap briefly what we learned tonight. We learned tonight, we continued learning more halachas about chag toiches. We started speaking about the mem, that it's not good enough just to, if the mem is joined all together, it's not good enough to just take off the merging part. No, you need to take off the entire left part, which is like the vav. You have to take that and write that over again. Otherwise, it's going to be a problem with chag toiches. We then started speaking similarly with regards to the hey and the kuf. We first had the Reish and the Dalet. They're considered completely, they're considered the Vav plus a roof. They're different letters. Everything needs to be scratched off. And we also, and there will be a problem of Chag Toiches. We then started speaking about the Hay and the Kuf, the Regel, the foot of the Hay and the Kuf. If they're touching the top, you need to take off the entire left part. More not the entire letter, not the Dalet part or the Reish part. If you want that part, wouldn't have to be taken off. And then we start speaking about the Aleph, and the same halacha applies to the Shin, the Tzadik, and the Ayin, and the Pei, that the part which merges, the main part of that has to be very thin. If it's too much, you scratch, you take off that additional part and do it again.